Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Shin Ayin Beis. We are up to Sifches, the second to last line on page 480. The Mechaber says in Sifches, Kaisel Shebein Shtei Chatzeros Gavoa Asar L'Shnehem. You have a wall that is separating two Chatzeros, and the height of the wall is 10 Tfachim from both sides. Vehemid Eitzel HaKosel Sulam Rochav Arba'a. And you place next to the wall a ladder that was 4 Tfachim wide. Vechein Kinegdo B'Chatzer Ashnia. And you did the same thing by placing a ladder on the other side of the wall. Afilu Eina Sulamo Ze Kineged Ze. Even if the two ladders are not right across from each other, in the Inbe Neim Shlosha, if they are within three tfachim of each other, Chashivi kePesach, that makes it considered a Pesach between the two chaseros. But Hayum Flogim Zemi Kineged Ze Shlosha, but if they're three tfachim or more away from each other, so then Imakosa Rochav Arba'a. If the wall has a width of 4 tfachim, adayin chashuv and kepesach, it still can be considered a pesach. Vim eino rochav arba, but if the wall is not 4 tfachim wide, lo chashivi kepesach, then it's not considered a pesach. Because if it's 4 tfachim wide, you can go up the ladder and then walk on the wall and go down the other ladder, it's like a pesach. But if it's less than 4, it's hard to be walking on the wall, and therefore if there are 3 tfachim or more away from each other, it's not easy to get from one side to the other, it would not be considered a pesach. Be'eze sulam amru. With what type of ladder are we talking about? Kishiyesh bo arba shlivos. It's talking about a four-runged ladder. Aval, bepachos mikan. If it's less than four rungs, lo, then it would not get a din of a Pesach, because it's easy to move, and there's no guarantee it's going to stay there for the whole Shabbos. El im kains ro'oso v'shlivoso kvedos. Unless the three-runged ladder has very heavy arms and very heavy rungs. Sha'oz kovdo kovo, because then the weight of the ladder is koveya there for Shabbos. Vim eina kosal gavoa ela asara. If the wall is only exactly 10 tefachim high, v'zokef sulam gavoa shiva umashu b'meshach arboa eitzal akosal, and you stood up straight, a straight up ladder that has a height of 7 tefachim plus a little bit, and has a width of 4 tefachim next to the wall, so matiro, then it is matir bein lehishtamesh alav, both to use the top of the wall, bein la'arev yachar, or to use to make an area together between the two chatzeros, kevan shalonisha shlosha ad rosh hakosel. Since from the top of the ladder that is 7 plus, you have less than 3 tefachim. Okar chulya me rosh hakosel lamato megova asar. Instead of placing a ladder, you carved out some of the dirt on the top of the wall to make it less than 10 tefachim. So im yesh ba meshach arba mahani, if it has a width of 4 tefachim that you dug out, then it's going to help. Dein la soso ket pesach la'ariv yachad, both to make it a pesach that you can make an erev together the two sides. Dein la'inyan sheyochol l'shtamish b'chal akoso, or that you're able to use because of that the entire wool. Vim ein bo arba, but if it doesn't have a width of 4, eino choshev ket pesach, then it's not considered a pesach la'ariv yachad to make an erev together. V'chein eino mo'el l'shtamish also will not allow you to make use of the entire wall. You'd only be allowed to use the area that you lowered in height. So that is the entire Mechaber. We'll go back over it now together with the Mishnah Berurah. So the Mechaber started off and told us in the beginning of Sifches, a wall that is between two chatzeros that has a height of 10 tefachim from both sides, and you put a ladder that is 4 tefachim on both sides. We said if they are within 3 tefachim of each other that joins, they're considered joined together, and it's considered a Pesach. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkaton Samech Aleph, L'shneam Rotzalomar Mishnei Atzadim. It is 10 tefachim high from both sides. Sivkaton Samech Beizim, Ein Beineim Shlosha. If there's not between them 3 tefachim, the Chashivi Zeh Keneged Zeh, then they're considered next to each other. Sivkaton Samech Gimel Chashivi Kepesach, then it's considered like a Pesach. V'im Rotzu Ma'arvin Yachad, and Afkamina, again, of being considered a Pesach, is they have a choice that they want to make two separate Eruvin, or if they want, they could join together in an Eruv. Sharei Yecholim Lalos V'Leirid Mechatzer Zeh L'Chatzer Zeh Derech HaSulamos, because you're able to go from Chatzer A to Chatzer B by means of the ladders. Umayri Shasulamos Magiyin L'Rosh HaKosa, we're talking about a case where the ladders reach the top of the wall. O Alko Eponim Bepachos Misholsha Tfachim Samach L'Roshan, or at the very least, they reach within 3 Tfachim from the height of the wall. Ukidol Kamei, like we'll see later. Sevkatan Samach Dalid, if there is between them three tvachim, shlosha tvachim, v'huadin afilum haya muflok tuva, the same thing is true if they're very far away from each other. So we said it depends. If the wall is four tvachim wide, it's still considered a Pesach. If not, it's not a Pesach. Sevkatan Samach Hei, adayin chashuvim kepesach, dekevan shu rochav arboa tvachim ba'ovyo, since it is four tvachim wide by the ladder, since the wall is four tvachim wide on the top, noach lishtamish olav, it's easy to make use on top of the wall. The yochel laholich mesula mesulam derech hakosel. You can go from ladder A to ladder B by means of the kosel. That will make it considered a Pesach. The Mechaber then said, what ladder were we talking about? A four-rung ladder. Sifkatan samach vav, arba shlivos. The sulam kazem mistamahu kaved. A ladder like that, mistamah is heavy. Ve'eino notlo misham b'Shabbos machmas kavdo, and it's not going to be moved from there on Shabbos because of its weight. V'alkein hu choshev kepesach, therefore that makes it like a Pesach. But sifkatan samach zayin, if it's pachos mikanlo, if it's less than four rungs, it's not considered a Pesach. The kevan shenoach litlo misham b'Shabbos, since it is easy to move it from there on Shabbos, havei kemi she'eino, it's as if it's not there. U'pashet, it is obvious. The imu kavua b'masmerim lakosel, if it's connected with nails to the wall, afilu eimbo arbo shlivos, choshev kepesach, even if it doesn't have four rungs, it would be like a pesach because it's not going anywhere. Sefkatan samaches, if it's not nailed to the wall and it's not four rungs, so then we said if it's very heavy, it's also considered a pesach. Sefkatan samaches kvedos yoser mikefi harogil, more than a normal ladder. Ve'eino noach litlo misham, it's not easy to move it from there. Then the Mechaber told us, in the third line of Reish Mem Aleph, Vim Eina Kosal Gavoa Ela Asara, we said if the wall is not higher than 10, it's exactly 10, and you stood upright a ladder that is 7, Umashahu, over a span of 4 Tfachim next to the wall, that also will be Matir. Says the Mishabura Sefkatan Samachtes, Vim Ein, Bolaho Sefkani, is coming to add on over here, Da'af Besulam Zokuf, even a ladder that is not on a slant, like a normal ladder, but rather it is standing upright. Shekosha lalos alav, where it's hard to climb such a ladder. El rosh hakosel, to the top of the wall. Sagi, that's going to be enough. Sivkotan ayin ela asara. So the height of the wall is 10 tfachim exactly. Dimhu gavoa yoser me asara tfachim. If the height of the wall be more than 10 tfachim, lo sagi b'shivu mashu, wouldn't be enough for the ladder to be 7 and a little bit. Elo bichdei sheyia hasula magia besol shlosha tfachim samach l'rosh hakosel. Rather, the ladder would have to be more than 7 tfachim, as high as it has to be within 3 tfachim of the top of the wall. Sivkotan ayin alav shivu mashu v'lo nishar ad rosh hakosel rapochos mishlosha. Again, since the height of the wall in our case is 10 tfachim exactly, and the height of the ladder is 7 and a little bit, so memela, from the top of the ladder to the top of the wall is less than 3 tfachim, v'amin and lovud, we say lovud, it's as if it is connected. Sivkotan ayin beiz v'meshach arba, it has to be over a span of 4 tfachim, asulam kai, here the 4 tfachim is going on the width of the ladder, sheyachzig meshach rochbo arba tfachim, that it has to be the width of the ladder, it takes up a space of 4 tfachim. V'kanal b'reish hasif, like we said in the beginning of the sif, u'mishum dezehu shir pesach, because that is a shir of pesach, v'ha'amudim shel asulam, and the arms of the ladder, shetakuim hashlivos behen, that the rungs are stuck into, gamke mitzarfin l'shir zeh, they also contribute to the shir of four tfachim. It doesn't have to be that the rungs themselves are four tfachim, it could be the rungs plus the two side walls make together a width of four tfachim. Va'ovei hashlivos ein behen shir, in terms of the thickness of the rungs, they don't have an exact shir. Says the Mishabura Vaitis of Katan Ayin Gimel. Say Eitzal Akosa, you place this ladder next to the wall. Adila El Koy, it's going back on what we just said. Verotzloma means to say, Shezokef Eitzal Akosel Bishove, that you stood it upright next to the wall equally. Vishayasik Bemeshech Orech Akosa Rochav Arba Tfachim, and it takes up a width along the wall of four Tfachim. Vikosa Bemar Mordechai, the shear Zeshel Shiva Umashu Udafka Geshome Bizakifa. This shear of 7 and a little bit is Dafka when the ladder is standing very straight. Aval imamido balachsom, but if you stand the ladder on a diagonal, tzaruch sheyasig yoser, you'd have to have a ladder that's longer than 7 tfachim, lefi erech halachson, according to the diagonal that you are creating. The ha'ikr, the main point is, sheyihia rosh asulam besol shlosha tfachim samach rosh hakosel, you have to have, at the top of the ladder, reaches within 3 tfachim of the top of the wall. So if it's 7 and a little bit, and it's upright, and the wall is exactly 10, it's within 3. If the wall is going to be higher, the ladder has to be higher. If the ladder is going to be on a slant, so obviously the ladder has to be longer as well. So the Mechaber said in this case, it's matiro bein lehishtamesh alav bein la'arev yachad, both to make use on top of it or to make an erev together. Says the Mishaburis of Katan Ayindal, lehishtamesh alav miklei habayis, from the vessels of the house. Kishelo asa elo sula mitzad echad. We're talking about a case where you only made a ladder from one side. Ula arev yachad, or to make an erev together. Kishehemidu sula mishnei atzadim. When there are ladders like this on both sides, that would allow you to make an erev together. If you only have a ladder from one side, that would allow that side to make use of the top of the wall. Then the Mechaber said, Okar chulya, when you dug out the dirt from the top of the wall, and you lowered it from a height of 10 tfachim, so he said, im yesh ba meshach arba mahani, if there is a width of 4 tfachim, then it's gonna help. Says the Mishabura ayin hei, rotzalomar hamokum shenismait megova asar tfachim yesh ba arba tfachim meshach akosel, that area that you lowered the height below 10 tfachim has a width in the chatzar along the wall of 4 tfachim or more. So the Mechaber said, that's gonna help bein lasoso ka pesach, whether you wanna make it into a opening a Pesach to make an Erev together, or bein le'inyan sheyochol l'shamesh b'chol ha'kosel. Says the Mishaburus of Katan Ayin Bav, sheyochol l'shamesh b'chol ha'kosel l'chora, im lo erevu yachad, if they didn't make an Erev together, elo kol echad if ne'atzmo, rather each one made their own Erev, halo osrim ze'al ze'al l'shamesh aros ha'kosel m'kli abayis. So then they answer each other from using the vessel of the house on the top of the wall. So how could you say it can either make them make an Erev together, or it can allow them use on the top of the wall? So says the Mishabura of Yesh Lomar, Litzadim Katani, the Mechaber here is really read for two sides. The Masha calls of that which the Mechaber writes, lo arev yachad, to make an Erev together, that's Mayrish and this Mayit Kain Kol Ovia Kosel. That's when you lower the entire thickness of the wall, Vinasa Kepesach L'Shneim. And then it's mamish, lowered on both sides, so then you can make an Erev together, it's a Pesach. Umasha kasah sheyochol l'shtamish b'chol kosel, now which the Mechaber said, you can make use of the whole wall, that's mari shalon nismayit b'chol avyo. That's where it was not lowered in its height, the whole thickness of the wall, ela mitzad echad, only on one side of the wall, b'meshach abra tfachim, a width of 4 tfachim, but only on one side of the wall. V'naser lazet hashmisho b'nachas, and that makes it an easy use, l'mishen nismayit mitzido, the one whose side was lowered, has an easy use, shenoach lo lalos b'mokom hamir, it's easy for him to climb up to the place where it was lowered, u'mimenu yala Rosh Kolakosa, and from there he can get up to the entire wall. Ula Hasheni Tashmisho Bakasha, and the other side has a difficult time getting up, and therefore will give the rights to the wall, like we saw in the last year, to the one who has an easier time getting up. The I'm the base mayor Shakosov. Look in the base mayor who writes, the Eino Mutter Aflamisha Tashmisho Benachas, it's not Mutter even for the one who has an easy use, Elo im Kane Yesh Bamokum Shenivchas Me Ovio Arbot Fachim Al Arbot Fachim. It has to be that the amount that it was lowered is not only 10 Fach. 4 tfachim along the width of the wall, it also has to be in the depth, it has to be 4 tfachim by 4 tfachim. Ayin Shem Tamo, look over there in the base mayor for his reasoning. The Mechaber then said, "V'im ein bo arba'a eino choshev kepesach la'arev yachad." If it's not 4 tfachim, it's not considered a pesach to make an erev together. V'chein eino mo l'ishtamesh b'chol ha'kosel, also will not allow that side that it is lowered to make use of the entire wall. So katan ayin zayin b'klei abayis, from the vessels of his house. Umari shakosel hoyo rochav arba'a tfachim. We're talking about a case where the wall was 4 tfachim wide. The b'pachos mizef, it was less than 4 tfachim wide. Mutter b'chol gavni l'ishtamesh b'chol ha'kosel. Then it's mutter in all cases to make use of the entire wall, kutl'el b'sol sivav, like we saw earlier in sivav. Sivkatat ayin ches, ela keneged, in this case, where it is, we said in the Mechaber again, v'im ein bo arba'a, if it's not 4 tfachim wide, einu choshev kepesach l'arav yachad, it's not considered a pesach to make an erev together, v'chein einu mo'el l'shamesh b'chol kosel, also will not allow you to make use of the entire wall. She'einu mishtamesh ela keneged amokom shenismai, then you'd only be able to make use of the area where it was lowered. Sivkot ayin ches, she'shom hu tashmishu b'nachas, that's the only area that will be easy use. She'omei v'karku mishtamesh, is able to stand on the ground and make use of the wall, even though it's less than 4 tfachim, the width of the area that was lowered. Aval eino noach lalos derech alav l'rosh ha'kosel, but it's not easy to climb up in such a small area to get up onto the top of the wall. Hol ve'ein bo arba b'mishko, since it does not have a width of 4 tfachim. That concludes Sivches Mirtz Hashem. In the next year, we will begin Sivtes.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maamar Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.